Hey y'all, it's your girl Hoops Rolls, Chris Kirsten from Beyond Black and White. And as you can see, I've got a candle in the background and some lovely hydrangeas from my garden. And I'm hoping that I'm setting the mood. I've got some spa music going on. Hoping that I'm setting the mood because some of y'all are really upset. Some of y'all are really upset with me. There's two types of people who are upset with me on YouTube. And I first want to address the people who say that I am just promoting interracial unions between black women and white men, and I am dismissing all other unions because I somehow think that white men are so much better than Asian guys or Hispanic guys or Samoan guys or Eskimos. And so I want to address that a little bit. When I do questions of the week, these are not manufactured, at least not on my part. These are people who write me and they ask my opinion. By far, the majority of the men who write me asking for advice about dating black women are white guys. Statistically speaking, if you look at the amount of interracial unions happening between black women and non-black men, by far, it is white men marrying black women. So there is not some sort of conspiracy that I am working to try to alienate men of other races who are interested in dating black women, or somehow subliminally and, you know, through satanic messaging, trying to brainwash black women into dating white men. It's just, these are the guys who write to me. These are the guys who are interested. Now, that said, I've done Google Hangouts where we talk about dating Asian men. I have, whenever I get questions from Hispanic or Asian men or any other, you know, non-black, non-white men, I hurry. Listen to me when I say this. I hurry to put those questions out there because they are so rare. So it's not like I am somehow trying to channel black women or trying to corral them into dating just white men. These are the guys who write me. So here's the thing. Non-black men and non-white men, if you guys are interested in dating black women, please write to me. If you guys have questions about dating them, or if you have issues pertaining to interracial relationships pertaining to black women, please send them to me. Even if it's commentary, your input is welcome. Your input has always been welcome. And bottom line is that from the very beginning, when I came out with my book, Swirling, How to Date, Mate, and Relate, Mixing Race, Culture, and Creed, the final admonition to black women was not choose white men, choose Hispanic men, choose Asian men. It was to choose character above color. And it was about maximizing all your options. Because when you maximize all of your options, you no longer feel like you are powerless. You no longer feel like you are swimming in a tiny little pond and you should just be happy with whatever tadpoles you get or scum that you get. When you swim in a large ocean, there are so many fish and they come every 15 minutes. So you are unbothered if one fish is not acting right because another one will be here in the next 15 minutes. They're like buses. So that's really what I try to encourage. I'm not trying to encourage. So for the young lady who did an entire video on somehow my nefarious plan to completely put all non-black and non-white men out of the running for black women, that's just not the case, honey. And I wish you the best, but you must really not like me if you had to do a video and then complain about me being 42 years old and I guess I show too much skin for you. But that's a whole other conversation that, well, whatever. So the second issue that I want to deal with is black men who come to my channel and who think I'm Antichrist, that I have this like New World Order Illuminati task to completely break down the black family. I am trying to divide the black family, really, because we have a 72% out of wedlock rate. Black men date and marry interracially twice as much as black women do. We have a whole host of other issues, but it's me who is somehow dividing the black race because I focus. This is their problem with me. I focus on black women. I don't focus on the whole community. And so they have a problem with the fact that I focus on black girls and women living well and making good choices. I'm gonna say that again. I'm gonna say that one more again. These men are coming to my YouTube channel because they are upset that I am focusing on the well-being, betterment, and fullness of life for black women and for black girls, and I'm not focused on them. And because I'm not focused on the community at large, aka just black men, then somehow I am dividing the race. Now I want to just speak openly about this because it's just so bizarre. Honestly, I am a member, whether I am married to a black man or not, I am a member of the African American, quote unquote, race in America. I am a black woman. The betterment of black girls and women elevates us all. The teaching of alternatives to dysfunctional practices that hurt us really does help us all. I'm sorry if the folks who come to my site and to my YouTube channel feel like all the cookies should be going to them, but I am focusing on black girls and women because that's where my passion is. Don't y'all have enough people were passionate about you? Really? You're mad because a few black women on YouTube aren't focused on you, aren't obsessing with you, aren't bothered by you? And you guys really need to come up with some more material than I'm self-hating and that I hate myself. Really? I wear my hair natural. I'm a proud dark girl. I don't have contact lenses in my eyes. I'm fit. I grow my own food. I cook. I'm a married mom of four. I think I'm fabulous. I don't hate myself, I love myself. You guys really need to come up with some more material to explain why, or attempt to explain why I do what I do. Because you guys are just really starting to make me yawn. It's like the same thing over and over and over again. You guys, I am not your enemy. I am unbothered by you. Seriously, my goal is to encourage Black women to know their worth, to embrace their unique beauty, to be the best them they can be, and to realize that they have relationship options that go outside of Black men. If that bothers you, sorry, but not sorry. I don't care. I am totally unbothered by you. I am totally unbothered by you. You guys really bore me. So for the camp who thinks that I'm trying to push white men on Black women, like I said, non-Black men, non-white men, if you guys want to talk to me about relationship issues, please write me, because I will give you top shelf priority. Because by far, it's the white guys who are the most interested in dating interracially. And I'm sorry, not sorry, that that bothers people. Secondly, to the other people who have a problem with what I do, and because I focus my advocacy on Black girls and women, sorry, not sorry. You have millions of people who put you first. Why are you focusing on the five people on YouTube who are unbothered by you and who want to focus on Black girls and women? Again, sorry, not sorry. And I hope that the spa music and backroom hydrangeas and unlit blue candle has soothed some of you fire-breathing maniacs. If not,